This is Wendy Baird, the emotional entrepreneur, and you are listening to The Passion Project. Thank you for coming back and listening to part two of my interview with Omar Selam from Egypt, entrepreneur that is well on his way to changing so many people's lives.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you because, so you're 16, almost 17, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, when it comes to social media, there is so much going on right now, not just because of COVID that, you know, throughout the globe, but the hate, the likes, the lack of likes,
you just
judgments, all of that. You have a boundary system set up with you. And that's actually why I asked you a little bit more about your family, because it's like, I could sense you were a little bit standoffish. And so in some conversations, that'll warm up a conversation to where you can get to the deep why and passion and the dreams and that kind of thing within a person. But I could see, since you've got that boundary system in place, that you are very protective, not only of yourself, but the people you care about. But when it comes to like social media and all the hate, the judgment, the good and the bad judgment, you know, I'd like to see, like, what is your impression on that? And what advice would you give the entrepreneur that is right around your age, man or woman?
Okay, I would actually, like, I want to say, like, talk about two things. One, it's not much that protective, but it's much that, I'll tell you something. It's not about protecting. I don't share what I eat. Like, I'm a guy, I'm a fitness guy. I'm a fitness guy. I work out 2 hours per day. Like 2 to 3 hours per day, so which is a lot, you know.
That's awesome.
I'm a fitness guy, but I don't share what I eat. I just don't really. I don't think when I say something, it's either I'm kind of engaging with the audience. I'm delivering value. I want to take feedback. Like there's always a purpose from what I'm doing, and I just find zero purpose in telling people like my private life or like what I eat. I just don't find that, especially that I'm not a nutritionist. So like, I'll be telling him, I'm eating pancakes. So I'll just be teasing the person who's trying to lose weight. So like, that's not good.
Yeah. You're sharing what you're willing to offer, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like this really, cause I was talking to one of my clients, the people I'm dealing with, and they were like, but I'm kind of a private person. I'm one of the most private persons on social media that you ever know. I post around 200 pieces of content for 4 days, like 3 days, 5 days. Like I post around 30 pieces of content per day. So I post a lot, right? And none is about something that I believe to be private, right?
Yeah. So,
like that there is a contradiction, and it's not a contradiction. People really, really mess this one up. When you post more, it doesn't have to be something that you're private about. Absolutely not. Zero.
Yes.
Okay. So that's one thing that I want to talk about. Another thing, which is hate and judgment. And let me give an example. If you're on TikTok, or if you know who Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio are.
Okay.
And let me stick with Charlie because I think I heard her story more and like better. Now, I'm not a big fan of dancing, okay? Like, I think it's cute.
And I know it.
Yeah. Like, I think it's cute. I think it's cute and everything. I just don't really, it's not something that I'm willing to do. Like, you know, but... What I really, really, really admire about Charlie is not her dancing, not that she started early, none of that. Not just that she's famous, viral. I don't care about any of that. What I really care about is she's receiving, unfortunately, a lot of hate. Actually, let's remove that. Not unfortunately. She is like receiving lots of hate. Lots of hate.
Yeah. You know,
commenting on her body and stuff like that. That's just like way, way, way beyond the line, you know?
Right.
And yet she's still going and she's still creating. Now, I don't care about, like, I don't want to say I don't care, like, and hate, I don't care. It's like, that's not where my head is at. Like, right. Her stuff or, like, lip syncing or, like, that's not where my head is at. But my head is at that she keeps going regardless of the hate.
Yes, yes. And I'm hoping that she's more strong on the inside than what she portrays herself. Because she portrays herself growing, but you know, there's a lot of people that
I haven't met her. I haven't talked. I actually hope that one day I will be able to get her on my own podcast. I just don't know how is that going to happen when I don't know if she even knows. She definitely knows that I don't exist. But like,
put it out in the universe, man. Put it out. It ain't no secret.
But yeah, I really admire that about anyone who's creative. Yeah. Charlie just like it was the one who popped it in my head because she talked about it. But like anyone who's creating, and regardless of what they are creating, and they are getting so much hate and they're moving forward.
Right.
Them, and I admire them because, and so that's the thing. Another thing in that hate and judgment kind of thing is just as much that you should totally ignore. Not ignoring, but actually have empathy. You know, I had someone DM me this. It was like, he was talking about ignore the hate. And I was like, no, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to be empathetic towards
it. You're going to what?
Be empathetic towards
it. Empathetic, yes.
Because to have someone take like energy and time out of their life to just like maybe even do a video of you roasting you and commenting hate and taking the time to check your weight and comment on your weight, this person is in a really bad place.
Yes. Yeah. And you, can't help
it. Like, I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I just really want to have this complete thought. I'm not justifying the hate. So it's not, he's having a bad life so he can hate, but it's not like that. But he already did that. He already hate, like, for whichever reason.
Right.
He did hate on your stuff. So that's not like, who cares about him? Like, I don't care about him. Let's take it from your side, the person who is creating and he is receiving the hate. How do you deal with that? You'll be empathetic. Now, it's not going to be easy.
Right.
It's going to be really, someone's going to really hurt you in your vulnerable spot. So it's not going to be, I'm not saying it's like, oh yeah, go and be empathetic, but it's like, you're going to receive hate if you're creating. I don't care what you're creating.
Right.
And you're going to be able, you should learn to be able to have empathy towards them. That this person is taking time to like hate on me for whichever reason. So I'm not going to hate back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have empathy. I'm going to think to myself, oh my God, I'm so grateful that I don't need to go hate on someone to the extent. So like, I'm very grateful for that. So action as an action behind that value of gratitude for you being in a very good place, you're just going to be empathetic to the people who are in a dark place. You see, like I think if you guys like scroll back and watch this one again, it's not empathy. It's not justifying the hate. It is from your, like, you're looking at it like that, and you should be looking the other way. It's not from your side. Look from the other side. It's your side. He already spit the hate. I don't care about the reason he did that.
Right?
So, but he did it. He's in a bad place. I'm grateful that I'm in a better place. So, yes. I'm going to be empathetic, and I'm going to wish you good. I want you to be in a better place.
Yes.
Not going to be able to do that. Sometimes you're not going to be able to do that. Someone like roasted you for something that you are insecure about. So it's going to be hard. It's not, you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be like someone, like, for example, you're very, very vulnerable about that scar, for example, like whatever, like I have a scar here, for example. So I'm really vulnerable to that scar. So he is going to go and hate about that. So I'm going to be like, that one hurt. I'm not going to be really empathetic, but I'm not going to hate back. So that would be my position. I just really hope this one resonates with everyone, not just content creators. But you're going to have, like, if you're a circle of friends, you're going to have someone hate it on you from maybe your circle of friends, right? So just think that. And to be able to do that, just one more thing. I'm really sorry I'm, like, taking too much at this point.
No worries. I'm enjoying this.
You shouldn't value the positive. And let's take a step backward. So when someone comes and DM me and tell me, yo, thank you so much for helping you change my life, that's huge for me. Like, that's my entire goal, right? So I don't get high when someone says that. So that allows me not to get low when someone says you suck or you are speaking shit, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm completely locking. I'm in my own zone, as I said on Gary. I'm in my own zone. I don't care about the judge. If you said I'm the GOAT, I appreciate your comment. I appreciate you taking the time and the effort and the energy to praise me and to make me feel better. I really appreciate it. But I won't let you dictate my confidence. I won't let you dictate my work ethic. You know, I really, like, this one is important. Judgment. If there is one takeaway from this podcast, just one. Judgment should never dictate your confidence level. Never boost it.
Exactly.
Make it fall. Because I have some of my friends, like, they're not someone who's reaching out. Some of my friends, I've been friends with them, and they'd be like, when this girl talks about me like that, I don't feel confident. So, like, why do you listen to her? And she's like, well, because she said it. I was like, she said it. That's like, there are two processes. Like, there's two things.
Right.
Coming into her mouth and coming into her mind. She said that she controls this one coming out of her mouth. You can't control that. You cannot. When you block someone, well, like, maybe, like, I wouldn't say this, don't block them, because people can go really inappropriate. But, like, when you, like, ignore the hate, you're not able to deal with it. It's just like our system. My school, everyone, like, the United States, I believe that the school system is really messed up. Like, they don't teach you how to deal with the problem. They just teach you a method of, like, how to avoid it or, like, how to suicide. I know this.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like some moment, like, in a moment of the given lifetime of yours, you're going to be weak.
Right.
That's inevitable.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, you need to be able, like, I had this post promoted and someone told me, yo, you're talking shit, just go play PlayStation. I was like, no, I'm not going to go play PlayStation because I have a bigger purpose than just building, having Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi on the TikTok.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's all a matter of doing it. You know, you being yourself and allowing other people to be themselves, and the ones that judge you and they don't allow you to be who the fuck you are, that's not on you. Exactly. And, you know, for you to be a voice of that, especially at your age, you know, I think that's huge. And so now when it comes to, like, your age group and that judgment and that, you know, everything that's going on with all the different social media platforms of, you know, the lower engagement, and now everybody's dancing on TikTok, you know, everybody's out there dancing, and it's like, people are feeling like they have to do as well or better than what they currently see out there. What one piece of advice would you give to somebody your age?
When it comes
to get out, and they want to get out onto social media, but for whatever reason, they're hesitant. If you only had, like, maybe two sentences to speak to them, what encouraging words do you think you would say? And you don't have to limit yourself to two sentences, but...
I'm just trying to get to the core. Like, you're talking, you mean someone who wants to create but is insecure about creating for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's like they want to get on TikTok. Oh my gosh, I've never done that before. Okay, TikTok. They want to get on TikTok. They want to go out and, you know, start creating videos just like everybody else.
But they're insecure.
They're insecure, right, about their ability.
It wouldn't be two sentences. Well, It would be one sentence.
Yeah.
Actually, let me get back to two. One, okay. We are all insecure. We are all insecure. Okay. And number two is, we just know the people who are creating, we just know how to deal with the insecurity. It's just simple.
Yeah. But what would Gary Vee say?
That would be, we have to ask him about that. But, like, be friends with your insecurity. Be friends with your own insecurity. For real. Like, yes. Let me tell you a real example, so I wouldn't be just blushing. Like, a real example. I was very, I didn't take photos. Like, zero. Like, they would force me into photos, right? Because I was insecure of my smile. And that's an insecurity for many people. I'm like, I'm like, here, I'm giving you my insecurity. Go ahead, roast me. Go ahead, hate me for that. So, but I started making, and I swear to God, I swear to God, I have people I've never met at events that it was first time for me going there, and they would say, damn, you're so photogenetic. How do you perfectly smile like that in front of the camera? I'm like, that was my insecurity.
Yes.
I swear, it happened in real life. I can get to that person, say that to you. It happened in real life.
Yeah.
Turn security into your thing. Like, people are so insecure.
Yeah. That,
about the weight, for example.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I started a podcast? Was it so I wouldn't have to do the video because of my, you know, double chin? I am not happy with my weight. Haven't been about it.
Do you know how many people out there? How many billions have double chin? I can make a double chin.
Yeah. And, you know, in the moment that I started looking at myself through the eyes of the people that love me is the day that I said, you know what? I'm doing it. This is my passion. This is what I want to do.
You know what? I don't care about insecurity. You know what? Let the whole insecurity talk aside. If you do not fuck with like the whole insecurity and you're saying it, but it's harder than you think. Okay, agree. Yeah. It's hard. Let's put that one up on a side note. What if you were to die in exactly 1 week?
Mm-hmm. Will
you go out there and create, or you will be too insecure about like, I don't know, Ricky98 commenting on your TikTok and saying you're fat. Will you be so insecure that your friends are saying you're not there yet to be able to give back? Are you going to be so insecure that you're afraid to say that I'm insecure about it? No, because you wouldn't care. Because you got 1 week. You're rushed. Like, I got 1 week. I'm going to do with whatever I have. I have this body. Yeah. Okay.
You're making your life a priority.
Exactly. Mazel tov. I have this money. Okay, I'm going to create something with it. And if someone went, for example, and commented on your like weight or like how you look or something like that, you could be like, I'm really grateful that I even have four limbs. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have these four limbs. Many people don't have them.
Exactly.
I don't remember his full name. His name is Nick something. And he doesn't have any like limbs.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he was, by the way, the book, his biography was the first book I've ever read. And
really?
Yeah. So he has no limbs and he's on creating. And then you're coming at me saying that you won't create because you're a little bit overweight. Like, get out of here. Like, you're not, like, if you are genuinely and honestly not creating because of how you look, you really need to have a conversation with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell yourself, I'm going to be taking any moment.
Right.
What if I have 1 week? What will I do? I will be creating. I know that. I know that's going to be because that's what I asked myself.
Yep.
You know how many videos I was saving that because it was going to be my next self-development video kind of about, but I'm going to say it out here right now. Do you know how many takes it took me to record my first ever video? 83.
Wow. Yeah.
And the outcome, you would like think, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. I mean, you're like 83 takes. It was trash. You know, this quality with this webcam, it's not even that good quality. It's not the best lighting. It's not amazing. And the mic might be lagging a little, and the internet might be lagging a little bit. This whole thing, quality-wise, is 100 times better than my first video. But I came out there. You know, the first comment I received from a friend after I posted my first video?
What was that?
He said, shooting to you, I'll be a little bit, I love him. I'm really good with him. I just talked to him a couple of days ago, and he was like, I don't hate him. Like, just wanted to clarify that because if he's listening, I'm going to have a problem. But like he said, shouldn't you be a little bit more successful to teach people? I was like, no, because I might die before being enough successful on your metric and on whatever is like, I can really have a company and I'm 17. And still be not successful enough for someone else. I don't care about success. To me is gratitude, optimism, energy, happiness, fulfillment, all love, compassion, empathy. That's success.
Thank you. Yes.
I have that. And I have that. I possess that. Okay, so I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Even if I could not.
Your video just got 100% clear on my end now.
It's just...
I know my connection, it's recording just fine through the Facebook Live, but on my end, as you started getting into your element just now, yeah, everything just got clear.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. It was supposed to be a 45-minute podcast.
Much clarity right there at the moment. I love it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 45-minute podcast, but I took a little bit for it. You put me on high end.
And I'm enjoying the conversation. It's been like 51 minutes. You know, and it's like, you know, I've got no problem. In fact, it might be just a matter of cutting it into part one and part two. You know what I mean?
A longer part. We're going to figure the technical part out later.
Okay. I already know all the ins and outs on that part. I've been doing it for quite a while. So
like, if we're closing right now, the podcast, the recording, the whatever, I just want to, like, whoever is listening, just if you did not listen to the 51 minutes, just listen to these one. 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. One, insecurities, let them be your strength, not your weakness, your strength.
Yes.
Be friends with your insecurities. Like, I'm not smiling. Like, my smile's not good enough. Or like, take that. Like, that's probably everything. Right? So like, here, I expose myself. So you have to know absolutely zero, like, right, evidence. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Right? And second thing is, be empathetic towards hate, not because it's okay to hate, but because it's how you're going to move forward.
Right.
It's how it is. Like, Gary, you have no choice. You have no choice. It's just how it is. And the third thing is, always find the hook to your purpose. And by hook, I mean, you're going to have lows. Content creators, all of them, zero, no one. Gary V, the optimistic, like, magnet,
right?
It's own lows.
Mm-hmm.
And before, I think I watched a video for him saying my energy is a bit low these days. Everyone lows. It could be as simple because of the weather. Like, it's too hot. I just don't like it. So I'm not really in the mood. You know, just be simple. Have a relationship with hate. Be empathetic towards it. Have a relationship with insecurity. Let it be your strength. If not, at least be at peace with it. And the third thing is, you will have lows. Just always get back on track. Find your mission.
Right, exactly.
I dropped all the them that I have on there.
I love it. What are you reading right now?
I'm actually reading a book. I just finished Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek.
Oh, I haven't read that one yet, but I've got it on my shelf. Well, when are you going to read next?
I'm kind of like, my reading schedule is a bit weird because I don't always read self-development. So for example, I read self-development that's kind of entrepreneurial business kind of thing. So that was Simon Sinek. But before it, I read something that's about kind of the Gary V. Jay Shetty balance. So I read one book like that. And before the leaders eat last, I was reading Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. She's definitely top three favorite authors. So that's kind of a spiritual kind of thing. And then you go to business and then you go to that. So, and I'm actually taking a break from the self-development readings. I'm going to read a book by James Patterson. It's this thriller. It's like crime and police, stuff like that.
Yeah, Alex Cross.
Yeah. I'm going to read. It's on the list. I'm going to start.
From the very beginning. I love James Patterson. He's literally my favorite. Amazing. As far as like, storytelling versus the entrepreneurial.
I would say top three, Simon Sinek, Elizabeth Gilbert, and James Patterson.
Heck yeah.
And Gary Vee, let's put Gary Vee first because I don't want him hating me.
And the thing is, we had no idea what we liked or what we knew about each other. Was just the fact that we both like watch Gary Vee. But through this conversation, look at how much we have in common between Jay Shetty, Gary Vee, James Patterson, you know, the emotional entrepreneur aspect and your take on it. You know, it's like, we would not have had this conversation if we didn't have some kind of a common ground, but to expand on that, you know, I'm looking forward to our next conversation, honestly, you know, because I would love, I actually already came up with a theme, you know, a day in the life of Omar.
I promise and do that someday.
That would be awesome. We can do that. You know, and with both of us being content creators, I think that would be really valuable, you know, just along the lines of it's like what we're doing. How can we make it easier?
Yeah, well, I really like that.
Before we go?
I don't know. I think we covered it all. I think was one very productive podcast. I think
absolutely, it was fun.
You can go ahead and with the closing because I'm not really an expert in
that. it's all good. All right, well, guests, thank you so much for getting on and listening to us or watching us, whatever the case may be. This has been Wendy Baird, the Emotional Entrepreneur, # The Passion Project, with my special guest Omar. And you can reach out to him through Instagram at OmarSalem03, OmarSalem03. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. If not,
so close.
Is it Salim?
It's Salim. It's Salim.
Salim? Okay. I wasn't sure. So that's the United States version, you know, and, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing these moments with me. I cannot wait to see what you and I create to put this out into the public world, you know, and I definitely want to, you know, touch bases with you maybe in a couple of months and do the A Day in the Life with Omar. I think it'll be exciting. So, all right, Omar, thank you so much. And guys, until the next show, don't make your life a hobby. Get out there, fucking live it.
Absolutely love it.
All right, take care.
Same goes for you.